discussing donations, fighting fires, and parking without people. All that's coming up. But we start this Tuesday edition of CNN Student News with new developments in two stories we've told you about recently. First, the nation of Turkey. Yesterday we reported on protests there, the largest demonstrations against Turkey's government in years. Yesterday they were still going. This started in Istanbul, but the fighting between protesters and police forces has spread to other cities, like the capital, Ankara. A big focus of these protests is Turkey's prime minister. Recep Tayyip Erdogan has run the country's government for 10 years. A local journalist described him as the most powerful and popular politician Turkey has seen in generations. But some Turks disagree with Erdogan's controlling leadership style. The journalist said he thinks people are protesting because they want their voices heard. For now, the protesters show no signs of backing down, and Prime Minister Erdogan shows no signs of giving in to their demands. The other story we're following up on is about a virus that first showed up in the Middle East. Now, it's spread to Italy. It's called the Middle East Respiratory Symptom Coronavirus, or MERS-CoV for short. The general director of the World Health Organization says it's a threat to the entire world. So far, 53 known infections have been reported, but of those 53 cases, the patients in 30 of them have died. Over the weekend, three new cases were reported in Italy. It's the first time the virus has shown up in that country. Health officials said all three patients are in stable condition. One thing they all had in common, they had either traveled to the Middle East recently or been in contact with someone who had. In fact, that's been the case for all of the reported cases of MERS-CoV so far. But that's one of the few things that health officials do know about this virus. How it spreads, still a mystery. In order to prevent infection, scientists need as much information as they can, and the World Health Organization is asking the entire world to pull its resources together to study this virus.
Just the facts. Cystic fibrosis is a disease that can affect a person's lungs and digestive system. Symptoms can appear in newborn babies or may not show up until adulthood. Cystic fibrosis is life-threatening. It can be treated, but there is no cure.
Sarah Murnahan was diagnosed with cystic fibrosis when she was a baby. Now Sarah is 10, and her hope is that she'll get a new set of lungs. That would have to come from an organ donor. You might have seen a notice about organ donation at the DMV. People can sign up to be an organ donor when they renew or get their license. Some organs can be donated while you're alive. Others, like lungs, are donated after the donor has died. Every day, around 80 Americans get a life-saving organ transplant. And every day, nearly 20 Americans die while waiting for an organ donation. Right now, there are around 1,700 people on the waiting list for lungs. Sarah's at the top of the list for pediatric lungs. Adult lungs are a lot more available, but getting those can be challenging for different reasons. Susan Candiotti explains why in this report on Sarah.